If animal kills, it is for food.
Another one, Maharaj, they are taking our teacher and selling all Christian books. As religious education, moral education. And this is the truth. this is correct.
When it comes to my knowledge, I was almost Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And they are selling all these Christian books in schools and all over.
This is all advertised.
Right, brother. Actually, that's very sure.
From world religion.
But what inside is a religion and moral education books and all this. So actually they should take our permission also. Say they should sell our books. Our other religion, not theirs. Those confusing the people. So these people are recognizing that this is very important. This is the part of reason and this is the true visible. The tool. Here is the new tool for religion education in the secondary school.
So they are recognizing this.
Without canvassing people, sir.
This is the fact. This is the
word. We did not ask any particular manner. Everyone came and joined. You were there? Everyone came and joined. Everyone took prasada. And they were in Trafalgar Square from 5 to 8, continually. And Rajan published that arrival to Nelson. Our Rafa Yatra is arrival to Nelson. As for the world religion, there is no doubt about that. Krishna is for everyone. And we have no restriction. They so long, they are so far Hindu, they restricted. But now this is open. India was just an uncle to ask for Hindu Dhanpa Naskar. राम को जब बोलते हैं आप तो नाश कर दिए भक्तिवान तो सारे हिंदू धर्म को नाश कर दिए हमने चलो तो जनेऊ दे देता
आज एक आर्टिकल देखा था इंडस्ट्रियल वीक में तो वो उसका हेडिंग था एनवी अवर नेशनल कैरेक्टर एनवी लॉट ऑफ एनवी If you are successful or somebody is successful, everybody is becoming the other.
That we explain it. Material life means to become jealous. That is material life. Material life means you are jealous of me, I am jealous of
you. So, what jealous is this? Why have you done this for the Hindu dharma? You have completed it.
You
say that you have completed Hindu dharma. Jealous. So, jealous
is
jealousy, envy.
Who is saying that?
Who is saying that?
है धर्म के साथ साथ भगवत को नहीं दम रिलीजन गिवन बाई फॉर सब रिलीजन है जो भगवान की जी है वो रिलीजन है भगवान का क्या कहना सर्वधर्मान परिचय मामेकम शरणम में तो दिस इज रिलीजन भगवान का शरण में शरणागति तो हम लोग का ऐसा रिलीजन दे रहा हूँ भगवान का शरण में शरणागति आपको सब रिलीजन है क्या रिलीजन चीजें भागवत से धर्म प्रोजी का कोई तो वो अस्त्र टाइप ऑफ रिलीजन इसकी क्या वी आर फॉलोइंग दिस सेंटेंस वी आर टेकिंग आउट ऑल दिस चीटिंग टाइप ऑफ रिलीजन जिसमें एनी रिलीजन ही जस्ट रिकॉग्नाइज और डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन So that is cheating religion. What is religion? सभी पुंसान परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रधो खड़ी दिस इज रिलीजन दैट इज फर्स्ट क्लास रिलीजन व्हिच टीचेस भक्ति जतो भक्ति अधो खड़ी टू द सुप्रीम व्हिच इज बियॉन्ड अवर परसेप्शन अखल्य अखल्य मेन चीज इज परसेप्शन beginning from awe to fear, whatever experience we have got. Or awe means eyes, senses. So within sense perception, whatever is there, God is beyond sense perception. Therefore God's name is Adhokhadi. So Jato Bhakti Adhokhadi. That is first class religion. Otherwise, there are so many religions, pseudo religions. They have been described in Bhagavad as Koitam. And Sridhar Swami gives his comments on this Koitam, Chaladharma. Chaladharma means cheating. And he says particularly, Mukhavadsha api nirastam. That desire of merging into the Brahma, effulgent, that is called mokha. Dharma, aprata, mokha. Generally, people understand these four principles. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and then merge into the effulgence, mokha, liberation. So, the Siddhar Swami says, up to Mokha Vancha is cheating. Koitam. Up to Mokha Vancha. Mokha Vancha abhi atra nirastam keval Bhagavata Upasana. That is all. That is real, Bhagavata Upasana. So we are teaching that religion. Bhagavad Upasana. Simply. We have no such ambition to be elevated to the heavenly planet or to merge into the Brahma effulgence. No. We can live anywhere, even in the hell. It doesn't matter. But our worship of Krishna shall continue. This is our religion. We are not ambitious to go to him or have private wisdom or high standard of life. We have no such ambition. We simply want Krishna and worship him. That's all. Never mind, where it is. This is real love. Yato bhakti yato bhakti. This boy has become your chela. He went by God. What is his name? Dhruvananda? Or his father? What is your name? आपका तो रीडिंग है ना
प्रजापति आप गए थे इंडिया के चले गए थे परसों आए लौट के
अच्छा
फिर देखो
सब घर ठीक ठाक है
वो भी सब इंडिया में
इंडिया में
सब बच्चे भी चले गए थे
हम लोग वहाँ तक गए थे
अच्छा
फिर लौट नहीं गए
ट्रेन में नहीं गया
कल कर
क्या लाता है किधर
राजस्थान
ही गया
राजस्थान
जय गुरु तो तकलीफ हुआ उन्हें क्या बात है
हर चीज का तकलीफ में खाने को नहीं मिलता है मुख्यमंत्री का तकलीफ है
बात
अब भी नहीं
गया उसको इधर से कोई जाए तो उसके लिए
वो रहता नहीं
Everything is saying, everybody thinks, you know, you're coming from abroad, you've got a lot of foreign things, you should have it. You know, everybody comes with that attitude.
ये लोग तो इतना लूटता है
हिंदी मार्ग
क्या बड़ी लोग हमारा
महापुर
में एस्टिमेट हुआ कि 15 लाख रुपया खर्चा हुआ, अब जाता 10 लाख रुपया दे दो खा गया
और मटेरियल तो खराब रहा है बोला।
आपको वृंदावन वो मंदिर भी देख के आए थे, आपको वहाँ डिवोटी से उनसे भी मिल के आया था,
वो खराब
ये इंडिया में सेटल होने का विचार आपके संपर्क आने के बाद ही हुआ हमारा, कल से थोड़ा टीचर लाइन में इंटरेस्ट हो गया, हमें सोचा
कहीं भी जाइए,
हमें इतना वहम हो गया था कि इंडिया में जाने से ज्यादा स्पिरिचुअलिज्म मिलेगा।
पॉवर्टी क्या है, सभी को भूखा को खाने को मिलता है, ये कोई पॉवर्टी इतना ये जो जो कुछ खा जो कुछ करो धर्म से कोई विचार नहीं है, दे हैव नो आइडिया अबाउट बिल्डिंग, दे आर सपोज टू बी प्रीचिंग वेदांत फिलोसॉफी बट दे डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज वेदांत।
आई लाइक दिस फिलोसॉफी ऑफ स्वामी रामदेव but I read it because and I quite like this philosophy.
Rampita also he gave stress on Omkar. Is it not? Omkar?
I think he is more of this Karma Yoga. He believes that
तो इंडिया में कितना दिन खाया?
मैं 9 महीने रहा, बट आई वेंट देयर
सो यू हैव बॉट योर ओन हाउस देयर देयर
सो आई ट्राइड टू बाय अ हाउस एंड देन आई पेड डिपॉजिट एंड एवरीथिंग आई वांटेड टू बाय द हाउस देन आई केम टू इंग्लैंड टू अर्न द मनी आई अर्न द मनी एंड आई वेंट बैक टू इंडिया बाय द ओवर टाइम आई वेंट बैक There were 4 litigations going on the house.
I got it right on the house.
There were 4 litigations going on in that house. And, you know, they all wanted the possession of the empty vacant part of that house. I mean, it was part possession property. They all wanted possession of the vacant part.
Right, what happened?
So then, in the 4 years, the vendor also told me he doesn't want to sell. I said, thanks, God. So he gave me the money back and I got out of it.
बाकी हम लोग अभी तक पोजिशन
पोजिशन नहीं दिया
यही हमें पहले सोचा था इतना ग्रीवियंस दे रहा है क्या कारण रुपया पैसा जो कुछ इनसे ले लिया गया तो
अब उसको मारेगा पब्लिक तो छुटेगा नहीं मांगा पब्लिक भी आता किसी पीछे पड़ गया तो यहाँ रहता वो पायल लगा दिया
क्या सेना है
शिवसेना शिवसेना जिसके पक्ष में जाएगा वो जीतेगा बहुत स्ट्रॉन्ग है
वो तो लीडर है मुसलमान लोग यहाँ होता है क्या बात है मंदिर का उपचार से मुसलमान भी हमारा पक्ष मुस्लिम भी
तो कृष्णा पक्ष
है कांग्रेस
मजबूत का पीना पकड़ा है
ये जाने का गीता में कुछ मतलब है तो पोजिशन ले लो और भगवान को बैठा
अब ये वो
भगवान को क्या जाता है
वो जिसका पैसा दिया है वो उसका भी
दोनों हस्बैंड तो झगड़ा करते करते मर गया वाइज झगड़ा अदरवाइज प्रीचिंग He said, Jivavipa Siva Sutra Nasi can ignore. Jai Krishna Tattva Vishnu Kai Jiva. It doesn't matter whether he is a sannyasi or grihastha or a brahman or shudra. It doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, then he is all right. So this is very reasonable. One requires to know the science. कोई डॉक्टर के पास जाता कोई सुस्ता नहीं या कौन जाता तो ठीक लग इंटरेस्ट हो जाएगी नोज मेडिकल साइंस देखा इमेज ये ब्राह्मण शूद्र जन्म मंत्र सभी लग गई कृष्ण कॉन्शियस नहीं स्वास्थ्य भी कृष्ण कॉन्शियस ही शुड नो द साइंस ऑफ कृष्णा देन He's all right. He doesn't know what he is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's right. Santacharya. Unka ek condition tha ke first of all he becomes sannyasi. Then he drop of spirituality. That was his condition. And he would simply offer sannyasi to the past brahmin. No reason. Fiction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very liberal. But I tell you, because sannyasi or grihastha, it doesn't matter. He must know the science of Krishna. Then he can act as Krishna. He must know the science of Krishna. He's Dhuvananda.
Dhuvananda.
Dhruvananda. And what is your father's name?
Devadatta.
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 And your mother's name?
Draupadi.
Didi. Didi.
Didi.
What Didi?
Didi.
Didi.
मौसम भी आज का इतना बुरा नहीं है थोड़ा कभी जैसा हो जाता है अच्छा
है मॉर्निंग वॉक होता है
क्या यहाँ कार्यक्रम रहता है
बस हमारा दिखता फोन को याद है बात एक घंटा
That was determination to learn. One has got the written in the own So that was his test. That was or result, the test. And that was determination that he rejected and learned the science. Just the faith.
The material world has competition is there.
Yeah.
That is not spiritual one. That is material. So the Vaisakha gave Arjuna the benediction that he shall be the greatest archer. So in order to keep his promise, he made it.
So many stories that he has memorized and start writing and asking many questions, but he has got the talent that he'll get the right guidance and all this. He can easily translate Mahabharata many stories in the book shape, in different articles, which can very much help in our movement. So if we can reach his holiday, he can remain. And
yes,
he remain here, it's no problem. And how he can develop it. So now, And he has memorized almost all your Marian, everything. Mm-hmm. All Chaitanya's, Navasandas Thakur, all these things are very nice to memorize. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad at least he's on the right path.
Everyone can be on the right path, provided rightly trained. Everyone has the right of coming to the right path. They're just starting, not yet started, but they're taking care of it. You can lie down, you stay in sleep. Give him some bread and sleep here. There's bread. Go and sleep here. Let me see you.
My young daughter, you know, she's about 2 or 2.5 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting in one corner of the house. And you know those cups and things you have to keep under the furniture blanks. You know, cups and things. She had two of them. She was sitting like that. But now there.
What's that?
My daughter. I asked her, you know, what are you doing? She is the same quiet. I'm doing it. So that is what really hit me hard, and I thought, look, one day person can have that effect of life. How much do they have to feel the same association?
And that really made me to go to India and see
when India
will
have more of this situation, things, and more of that atmosphere and environment. Yeah. So that's what you're going to do. Give it back.
No,
you can attend here. First time,
wonderful thing that this is a method of spiritual realization which attracts the nature. Unless one denies to be attracted, everyone is attracted, even a cat, even a dog.
So normally it's a
living, therefore it is inward. Unless you deny to attract it, the attraction is for everyone. The child is no child. He immediately exhibits his attraction. Well, for many, as soon as they
start to dance,
small children, automatically they do that.
They dance.
We have got many children. They dance. They fall down and marva all the mantras. What is his name? He is all flat, that's right. And he chants all his mantras, oh, Vishnu Parayana, Vishnu Parayana. A small child is 3 years old. So therefore we have got our school already in Dallas to train small children like that. But there is formality for this nationalism. What is the formality there?
There's a form that he is sure the other countries that will take care of the child's lodging and all. So what do you do in some other countries? And is it only for boys or boys and not boys and girls? And they are very well looked after now, which is seen here. And they are very well looked after here.
Well, as far as possible.
As far as possible. Do you have any thoughts about anything about that school? Yes, and that you have anything about that school?
He's in charge.
You are in charge of that school?
Yes. Can but then he has charge.
You are in charge of that school. And could you tell me about that? Could you relate to this song?
They are good teachers. They are teaching Sanskrit and English in person.
It is Sanskrit English.
That is all. We are preparing them so that they can read our literature, which is in Sanskrit and English. As soon as they can read, that's education thing. And they will understand practical demonstration, Arathri, what is Abhidhiti. And they play Mridanga, they chant, they dance, Hare Krishna, chanting. They are not meant for any technology.
No.
That is not true. We are training them to become actual devotee, Brahman, not for become technology. Technology is there.
I think the spiritual element is also essential in that.
For you. That is the only business of human life.
I mean, there must be a little bit of, at least a little bit of a spiritual element.
No,
not the whole. Have you
not
struggled
from the school? You know,
I have
some point of view. I have no idea.
I've not been there. I just heard about it.
Actual spiritual life, unless you He was eating human being in the quiet. Some Panchavala he called and then captain and killed him. He was going on. Later on, when police inquiry was made, so many human bones, skeletons. In Africa, there is still cannibals.
Oh, yes.
South America. In India also?
That is true.
Oh yeah, in Assam side.
In Assam. Some of the
side. Yes. They eat human beings. Narabali.
Narabali.
Sacrifice. Human being. The standard is a class of man.
In South America, they take the human being from the head down to eat. From the head, they treat it so it becomes very small. And this is great crime.
वो टेलीविजन में भी दिखाया था.
अच्छा.
उसका भी छोटी छोटी खोपड़ी है, उसको सुखा देते हैं, छोटी छोटी नंबर से लगा देते हैं घर में, 100-200 ऐसे ही. ये इस साल में खाया था, इस साल में खाया था. That was on the television. He given all this. In
the sky, he disguised as face after this. हाँ,
छोटा हो जाता है.
That this food makes effect on the human nature.
हाँ.
This non-vegetarian foods and
Human being gets dreams.
And what's the relation between the dreams and the actual life? Suppose I had a dream at night.
Dream, then that is also change the body.
It has nothing to do with the human.
No, dream, just like you forget about this body. Just you have forgotten what body you had in your last birth. Similarly, the same experience daily happening. When you dream, you forget that you have got this body. And again, when you give up the dream, come to this body, you forget in what body you are dreaming. So this is the proof that you are dreaming entity, but the body is changing daily. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, tathādehāntaram prāpti. But these lectures do not understand that they are in the dehāntara. They are experiencing daily. That there is the answer. But they do not have any education about this the answer.
Vishwam Dharatam Drashyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijam Kargatam Pasyam Atmani Maya Bahiri Yod Bhutam Yakana Nidraya Yat Sakshat Kurute Prabodha Samaya Svatman Vevadvayam Asmai Sri Guru Murte Namaitam Sri Darshana Murte.
Yes, so this education is wanting. Tathādehāntaram prāpti, as soon as one understands that I will have to change my this body, then what kind of body I am going to get next life, get next inquiry, then he is intelligent. Besides, one man is working somewhere, now notice is given that from such and such that your work is not required, then you become anxious to know, then what shall I do next? That what? So similarly, each person understands that he is going to change his body. Just like an old man, I will have to change him, say, immediately after 5 years, 10 years. But the notice is already there, because I am old man. So it is my duty to think, then what body I'm going to take next. That is intelligence. And you have to prepare for that. So that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva pratadeva. You can prepare yourself to go to the higher brothers and sisters, but they will not sleep. Titri jnanti titri brataha. You can go to the titri lok. If you want to remain within this planetary system, and anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he comes to me, Krishna says. So why not go back to Krishna? Yadvyatyana dhimartanti saddhāma paramahama. If one comes to my place, he never comes back again. That is intelligence. Why not go back to Krishna? But they have no intelligence. They're spoiling their life. Simply living like cats and dogs. This is the position. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save them. So don't go against the cats and dogs category. Go back to home, back to Krishna. Here is the possibility, Krishna says. Why don't you take advantage of this? Krishna says, Janma karma me jibbanju jana kitap. Anyone who tries to understand me, Krishna, what I am, Nattaptadi, hum punarjanma naiti, mami. Simply by understanding Krishna, must stop his reward in this material form. He goes back to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. We're training people. So you have to take another body. So what is the use of taking, even if you take the body of demigod, like Brahma, millions of years say. But that is stated in the word. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinati.
Sine pune vrtalopanishanti.
Sine pune punaravartalopanishanti. So why should you waste our time? Even if you become Brahma, again you have to come.
लेकिन ये भी कहा देवी यशाम गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्य सुरत्य धारा निशिखा दुरत्य
दुरुपया नामे मुझे प्रवर्तन पे माया में काम करो है तो डिजीज बहुत कठिन बाकी ही वेरी गुड फिजिशियन इट इज कैन बी क्योर सो दैट इज सही देवी जैसा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्य वेरी डिफिकल्ट मामे मुझे प्रवर्तन पे माया में काम करो तो आई डेंट डू दैट
निधनम श्रेय परधर्मो
भयावर्मी A Brahminical body, alright, discharge your duties as Brahman, but he's not doing that.
So he's not performing his other.
No.
That's why it is dangerous for him.
It is dangerous. It's always. A Brahman is doing Sudra's business. Therefore, this place has been given. You have become Brahman, alright, you did that at night. Janma Parma. Guna Parma. So you have got good qualification of the Brahmans, now act like Brahman. Then your life. Varnasama vibhava, sanasthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa.
You act as a Brahmin and satisfy the Lord Supreme.
Varnasama charvata purusena parapama vishnu arathati. If you strictly act as a Brahman, no? Or as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Shudra, it doesn't matter. Sakarmanatamam bhakti. Eat by your action, as it is described in the Shastra. The Supreme Lord is satisfied, then your life is satisfied. But they are not doing even sadharma, body. Therefore, the ultimate solution is sarvadharma for the Krishna, even sadharma. Just for a minute. I will be put it. Sarvadharma means sadharma. That you have to give up your sadharma. Don't, you cannot act as a Brahmin, cannot act as a Kshatriya, neither you are a Brahman or a Kshatriya. Or like, whatever dharma you have got, give it up. Just for a minute. I will be put it. Mami vada prabhadanti, mami. This is the prabhadanti.
संसारी के लिए वासनाक्षय जरूरी है कि नहीं
तो वासना क्या करने क्या जरूरत है
नहीं
नहीं साधर्म का पालन करो
साधर्म करो
और साधर्म का पालन नहीं कर सकते हो तो भगवान के चरण में शरणापत्ति करो तो साधर्म का कोई पालन नहीं करता है कौन ब्राह्मण का धर्म पालन करता है कोई नहीं गुणकर्म विभाग
He cannot be called a Brahmana unless he acts according to his guna. If he is acting differently, he should be utilized by the liberated person. Still, we can use it, provided we stop this process of animal killing. Then it will be very easier. This medicine, the dose, will be vinapasana. Therefore, whoever comes to us to become our student, our first proposition is that he should give up his four principles, illicit sex, animal eating, gambling, and intoxication. Up to drinking tea, coffee, cigarette. This is our condition. So the more you practice to these four prohibitive regulations, then you realize. Sodrono virama. It will be very pleasing to the ear and to the mind. And unless anything is very pleasing, you cannot continue. Artificially you can chant for 2 minutes. But if it becomes pleasing to you, and then you can chant 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtana Mahatma advice. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Tinaruvi Sunisena. Taruvi Sarisuna. Amarina Maradena. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this is the only remedy. Hare Krishna. Therefore, you'll find all our students, they have got this beat. You have got this beat. Either we shall chant Hare Krishna or we shall talk of Krishna. That is also chant. When we talk of Krishna, that is also chant. Kirtan. Kirtan means kirtayati. Talk. Speaking. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, Sri Vishnu Sabane Parikshit, the item is Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu. About Vishnu, to hear and chant. So, simply by hearing about Vishnu, Parikshit Maharaj becomes liberated. Sri Vishnu Sabane Parikshit. Avavad Vyasati Kirtane. Vyasati, the son of Vyasa, Sukadeva Goswami. He became perfect. Kirtan, by Kirtan. But he did not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but he recited Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is also Kirtan. Talking of Krishna. That is also Kirtan. Kirtan does not always mean that you have to chant. You have to engage yourself always in glorifying the Lord. Just like Maharaj Amurish, he was a busy emperor of the world. But he engaged himself. Savai Pumsan, Krishna Padaranga, Savai Manas Krishna Padaranga. He fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. This is first. If you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, then Savai Manak Krishna Padar Vasansi Vaikuntha Gunaro. And you are talking only, describing and glorifying Vaikuntha. God's another name is Vaikuntha. In Madras they say Venkatesha. Vaikuntha, Kuntha means anxiety. So God has no anxiety. And God's devotees have no anxiety. Therefore they are Vaikuntha. Here in the material world, everyone has got anxiety. Therefore it is Kuntha. The world of Kuntha, anxiety. Everyone. God, beast, human being. There must be Kuntha. So God is Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha Gunaravarna.
He says, this is also chanting, kirtan, to describe about Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha loka, Vaikuntha person, Vaikuntha devotees. So this is the remedy of bhava usadhi. Bhava, bhava means to take bath. A bhava. This is called bhava samsara. This material world. Here, bhava, you take bath, you live for some time, again. You die, again take bath. This is going. Therefore it's called bhava samsara. Repeatedly taking birth and death in different species of life, different planets, and different forms, 8,400,000 species, varieties. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe Brahmando Bhamite Kono Bhagavan Ji. We living entities, we are wandering in this way, changing different bodies, different situation, different position. And in this way, wandering up and down, Brahmanda Bhavati, within this universe, sometimes in the upper heavenly planet, sometimes down in the hellish planet, sometimes a human being, sometimes a cat, dog, sometimes balance, sometimes shudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the living entities are wandering like this. He will play Brahmanda Bhavati. Bhavati means wandering. Kono Bhagavat, one fortunate person, Guru Krishna Kripa by Bhakti Lata Bij, by the grace of Guru and by the grace of Krishna, one gets the seed of devotion and service. The Malihaya Saivi is called, when you get a nice seed of plant, you sow it. So that seed has to be sown within the heart. Mali haiya saivi kare. Savan kirtan jale kare. So, if we sow the seed within the heart and water it, the watering requires, so the watering is the savan kirtan. Savanam kirtanam kirtan. Then it grows. And in due course of time, it gives you the fruit, which is love of Godhead, then your life is successful. This is the process. So, we have to try to sow the seed of devotional service within our heart, and it has to be watered by hearing and chanting. Then gradually it will grow. This is it. And this is open for everyone. There is no restriction.
And no price.
No price. There's a pressure of prasad. Thank you very much. You came in the morning?
I came in the morning.
You came in the morning?
Yes.
You are for many years here?
Yes, I have been in this country since about
13 years. 13 years? Oh, long years. You are for 14 years?
Me? Huh? In 1959, yes, over 14 years.
Yes, it has a
very, very good insurance business. He has got his own insurance in the company. Can he ensure that somebody will not die?
What is that?
He said he has established a very good insurance business. So I put the question that, can he ensure that somebody will not die? Then he said, very good business. What is a good business?
No, good. God is all good. Therefore, any business dog held with God, that is good.
Any business
there can have to give that. That doesn't matter what it is. Sakarvana bhakta sang That is stated in the Bhagavad. Sakarvana, by his own business. Just like Arjuna's business was fighting, was Kshatriya. So, Sakarvana, by his fighting business, he served Krishna. He fought for Krishna. So he became Kshatriya. So any business, it doesn't matter. There is another part in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapungi Vijas Pesh Varnasama Vibhagat. Sutta Goswami said, all the meeting was being held by learned scholars and brahmins in Nimisharam. So he said, Atapungi Vijas Pesh, you are all very first class brahmins. So this is the bhadi, akapungi vidas sreshta, varnasama vibhavat. According to the division of varna and asa, four varnas, brahman, kshatri, vaishya, shudra, and four asana, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. This is Vedic civilization, varnasama. Varnasama charvaka, purushayana parasama. When a human being comes to these institutional activities, varna and ashrama, at that time he is recognized as human being. Varnasama charvaka, purushayana parapo, Vishnuvara, but that is the beginning of Vishnuvas. So, Sutta Goswami says, varnasama vibhas. You may be a brahmana, you may be a kshatriya, you may be a vaishya, you may be a sudra, you may be a brahmachari, you may be a grihastha, you may be a vanaprastha sannyasi, it doesn't matter. This division is gone. Atapungi vidhasthastha varnasama, varnasama vibhagat must be there. Division. Vibhagat. Sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa. Simply you have to see whether by executing your particular type of business, you are pleasing the Supreme Lord. That's all. If by your activities, by your business, the Supreme Lord is pleased, that is success. Good. That's why Arjuna, the same example. He was a kshatriya. He knew how to fight. But by fighting, he pleased Krishna. That is success. Similarly, brahmana or vaishya, let them do his business. It doesn't matter. But see whether you are pleasing Krishna. Then you are.
How does one find out?
Huh?
How does one find out that this act is pleasing Krishna or not?
For
example, a soldier fighting a war.
Then you have to talk with Krishna. Or somebody. Just like Arjuna talk.
For example, somebody is dropping.
No, you cannot drop. You cannot drop. Therefore, you have to know how to talk with Krishna. Then it is the first. He cannot manufacture. That is that he can talk with Krishna by divorce.
Because apparently, you know, to a layman, the killing wasn't an act which would please Krishna. And what I will make.
If you cannot meet Krishna, you can meet with Krishna's representative. Krishna may not be physically present, but his representative is physically present. He can talk with him. That is the system of Bhagavad Gita. Evan parampara krastam himanaraya sayavidhi. Parampara. Krishna says that I talk with the Sun God. Ulam vivasati yugam prasthavan aham abhayam. First of all, I talk with the Sun God. Vivasthan manavipra. Then he talks with his son, Manu. Then Manu talks with Tikkhasu. In this way, even paramparata, there is a disciple with success. So if you can be in touch with the disciplic succession, then Krishna's representative is there. If you talk with the Krishna's representative, then you talk with Krishna. Just like in office, there are different departments, and there is a man departmental in charge. So if you can talk with that departmental in charge, if you can please him, that means you are pleasing the supervisor, director. There is no doubt, because he is representative. So, physically, he may not be Krishna, but in higher stage you can meet. But I accept him, that is all. But he, you have to be in contact with his representative. That is coming in the title of succession. Then you talk with Krishna. Krishna Deva. The Acharya Satya. Acharya Manam Vijaniya. Krishna says, all the Acharyas. Manam Vijaniya. There, myself. Nāva manne tatari. See, never disregard Acharya. Acharya Manam Vijaniya. Nāva. Nāma sa buddhya asueta. Do not be envious. How you can be, he's an ordinary man, how you can be different? No. Anyone who is talking of Krishna, has Krishna talk, he is Krishna different. Krishna says that I am the supreme. So if anyone says Krishna is supreme, then he is Krishna different. It is not very good. Because the same thing, Krishna says, Sarudharman Paritraja Mahavikam Saranam Paja. If somebody says that he surrendered to Krishna, then he is Krishna different. But if somebody says Krishna is not God, I am God, and then he is not Krishna. To talk with Krishna is not to be done. To find out the representative, talk with him, and you are talking with Krishna. That's all.
While Bhishma Deva was a devotee of Krishna, why he has taken the Kaurava fight? Many people ask about it. He knows Krishna.
That's all he is.
And he still took the side of God in the fight. Being a devotee of Krishna. And he knew that the Pandavas were right and Kaurava was right. So many times this question has been very...
Because he wanted to be killed by the devotee of Krishna. Bring more. He followed the moral principles of this material world. He thought, he explained that Duryodhana, he knew that either be on Arjuna's side or not, Arjuna will be victorious. Because Krishna is there. So let us try this. Because Kshatriya is fighting his port. That is not any difficult task for them. So, he showed these moral principles that these people are maintaining me. Duryodhana. They are maintaining me. I am an old man and they are taking care of me and they are so, when they are in danger, I shall go to his enemy side, and this is not good. That is. And he knew that even if I do not go to this side, he will be victorious. So, he saw this moral. So one is maintaining me, and he is in now danger, I go to his enemy's side. That does not look well.
Morally?
Yes. Is it good?
Oh, very good. He discussed this in Bhagavatam, and these young boys, they are trying to very closely to the point.
Oh.
So that is why I put the question before you.
If somebody is maintaining you and when you're in danger, you go to his enemy's side. That would be good. Yes. Otherwise, everyone was on the origin side, Punartaja. But they considered like this, that they have maintained us so long. Now there is fight. And we shall go to the enemy side. What is it? What people will say? Traitor.
And what about the Vidhu? Was he mentioned?
Vidhu was Mitra. He left home. When he understood. That fighting is now inevitable. They will fight. So why shall I remain here? He left home. And Krishna also says that I will not fight. I will not fight. Because this is family quarrel. I am known to everyone of you. We are related. So I cannot take this side or that side. I made him. He divided. He by three. He told us one time. And he himself one time. So Duryodhana preferred his soldier. And why shall I take this one back? I take his soldier. And Arjuna said, no, I want Krishna.
Krishna
said, Andra, I am going to your side, but I will not fight. Mind that. Never mind. You don't fight. Mahabharata is very nice. Greater India. Mahabharata means the history of Greater India.
That is the fire the devotees really like.
And that was written for Sri Shuddha Vijayabandhuna. Mahabharata was written by, this is history, but it was written by Vyasadeva for woman, Sri, Shudra and Vijayabandhuna. Vijayabandhu means those who are born in high family, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But they are not cultured as their forefathers. They are called Vijayabandhu. And they are compared with Shudra. So, Sri Shudra Vijayabandhuna. For these women, Shudra and Vijayabandhu, Mahabharata is Vedic literature. But for their understanding, they could not understand the Vedic language direct. Therefore, Mahabharata was written. And in Mahabharata, he gave these topics, Krishna, Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic Gita.
but what is the difference between an innocent person and an ignorant person?
Innocent person means he is not offended. And ignorant is sometimes offended. A child is innocent, and his father is ignorant. His father, maybe knowing something purposely, does not take. That is ignorance. Or he thinks that what is the use of taking it? That is ignorance. And innocent, he does not know anything. Actually, there is little difference. But if you ask, you can differentiate in this way. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Namāna duṣkitana mūḍhā parpadante narāt. This mūḍhā is ignorant. And he does not take to Krishna consciousness. Everyone, according to our Vedic culture, for the last 5,000 years, everyone accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is not. He is saying, why Krishna will be the Supreme Lord? I am also. This is offense. Duskritina. This offense is created on account of sinful life. Duskritina. Innocent has no sinful life. Otherwise, there is no difference between ignorant and innocent. Purposefully, when one remains ignorant, foolish, purposefully, will not accept Namāna duṣkritana mūḍhā parpadante narāt. According to Vedic culture, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of God. But there are many purposes who will not accept it. What can be done? They love you. Will not accept the acharyas. All the acharyas accept Krishna. Shankaracharya, Namanucharya, Madhvacharya. They are the leaders of Vedic culture in the present moment. They are accepting. But the other foolish people are not accepting. Maya, Purita Jnana, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Their knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Although they appear to be very learned, but actually a sense of knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Maya, Purita Jnana. Real things they do not understand. Not, or refuse to understand. So they are offenders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi hoy Krishna aporadhi. All the Mayavadis, they are offenders to Krishna. Tanaham visatakuram shipami adastra andhajumi. There is still in the Bhagavad Gita. Visatakuram. That envious, cruel. I put them into the hellish condition of life. Mm-hmm. these Europeans and American boys, they are innocent. I have told them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have accepted. Yes, sir. Others, they learn why Krishna is Supreme. They are offenders. They do not know what is Krishna, still they will argue.
It's not
terrible. Huh?
It's not
terrible. No, ignorant. Purposefully.
First of all, ignoring it knowingly that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord, and then it's ignored.
No, knowingly means that every Indian knows that Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of God. At least. Every Indian, at least Hindus, they perform Janmashtami, accepting Krishna. But still, they will not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. They will bring many other complications. Why Krishna is serving? Oh, yes. I have got Durga, I have got this, Shiva, I have got that, I have got that, I have got that. This is going on as Hinduism. And so many gods. So many gods. Although, the Vedic literature says, Krishna stu Bhagavan Sayam, Ishara Parama Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, everyone reads Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, Makka Paratara Nanya. There is no more superior than me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everything is emanation from me. Sarva dharman paritajya maam etam saram. These things are there, but they are not accepted. Therefore they are offended. Otherwise, where is the difficulty? God is one. That is accepted. Eka Brahma. God cannot be two. God is one. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam, Eko. One Nitya, one eternal, one living being. That is supreme. We are living being. We are also Nitya, eternal. But he is Nitya, Nityanam. He is the chief of the Nityas. Is the chief of the living. So that is chief. Krishna personally says, Matta Parataram Nanya. There is no superior living being than me. So this is in the Vedas. And they are supposed to be Vedic scholars, but they do not know the simple thing. In that way, they are ignorant. They read the Vedic literature, but they do not understand. Or they misinterpret in a different way for their own purpose. So they are their offense. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. This Mahabharata philosophy has created this situation that God is impersonal and everyone can become God or everyone is God. This Mahabharata philosophy has created this havoc. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that Mahavadi hoy Krishna opera. All the Mahavadis. They are offenders to Krishna. Therefore, they cannot make any progress in Krishna consciousness. The difficulty is offenders. And later on, there are so many institutions. They say that you can create your God, you can become God. That is why, you know, Whatever you think is God, that is God. So how one can make progress under these circumstances? One gentleman was arguing with me. He was supporting Ramakrishna. He said, in stool I consider God, it is God. He came to this point. If I was this stool as God, then it is also God.
You would take it as prasad?
And this is going on, what can be done? And here, in the Western country, they are innocent. I told them that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme God. They have accepted, just like child. So they are making progress. People are astonished how these Westerners, they have become so nice devotees, but they have accepted it without any argument.
I used to argue all the time.
Otherwise, what is the miracle? I simply present that here is God, Krishna. And just chant his name, holy name, and they're doing this. But Indians will not do that. They'll say, ah, this Hare Krishna mantra we have seen. One student in Berkeley University, India, Swamiji, what the Hare Krishna movement will do? We want now technology. They take it as very tragic, not serious. Although, in the first place, he says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalau Nasteva, 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 Tati Ranmata. Kalau Dosan Dheeran, Jasti Dheeta Mahārva. Kīta Mahārva, Krishna Chha, Mukta Sangha Parambaja. They will not take to it. So, they purposefully remain ignorant. All by their misfortune, they remain ignorant. But those are innocent, they take it, and they get the result. That's all. Fire is fire. Either you take it by understanding or not understanding. It is fire. It is left. That is their advantage. That these European American boys and girls, they have taken and accepted. And they follow, they are making progress. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sangata bhajanakriya tato anartha nidhya. The different stages. The sadhya stage means faith. That faith is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Faith, the Indian vernacular is vishwas. So Chaitanya Chaitamrita author says, faith means viśvāsa-sudhira-niṣṭha. This is faith. When one believes firmly, sudhira-niṣṭha, and with confidence, what is that? Krishna-bhakti-kaile-sarva-karma-kṛta. If one becomes devotee of Krishna, then all perfection comes. If one believes in this, that is the faith. Tadu Sruddha, with this faith one has to begin. Then the faith has to be increased by Sadhu Sangha, by association with the divorce. Tadu Sruddha, Tatu Sadhu Sangha, Tatu Bhajanakya. Then, actually, executing the devotional service. Anathya Nidhisthisa, then all misgivings is gone. Tatu Nishtha, then he becomes Siksha. Tatu Nishtha, Tatu Nishi. Then attraction. Tatu nishtha, tatu vichi, tathāsakti. Then he cannot ask. Tatu bhāva, then extend. sadhakanam anupremano pradudhavim. These are the different stages of sadhana, of a devotion, how to make vows. So in the beginning they are faithless. Faith is that Krishna bhakti kaya sava, Krishna te sava dhanman paritvajya mamekam saravaya. When you capture this slogan, that simply by surrendering to Krishna and Sanji, all successful. This is the beginning of faith. Bhagavad Gita creates this faith. But one who does not take in this faith, how will make progress? Progress means the progress of the same faith up to the love of God. That is perfection of faith. So these are the stages. Adhusabhyatato sadhu sangatato bhajana priya pranatthani vittishyatato vittishyatato ruchi tathāsakti tato bhāva. These are the stages. So this institution is meant for training people from different stages. And beginning with this phase, that Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma, simply by becoming devotee of Krishna, my life will be perfect. This faith is basic principle. So unless one comes to this basic principle of faith, there is no question of love. So little faith in, not full faith, is developed by sadhu sangha, by association with the devotee. Sadhu sadhya patosha. Everything is there. If we adopt, then everyone can make his life successful. There is no doubt about it. Just like if you enter into a school, if you follow the regulated principle of the school and study, you one day become a president. But if you are hearing, if you are so upset, that's what progress you make. From the very beginning you think, what is this school is doing? They are learning ABCD. But there is no faith. You may call it blind faith, but that is required.
Faith against
the
association of
the world. That faith is become stronger by association of the devotees. If the faith becomes stronger, and the more your faith becomes stronger, the more progress. This progress means the same faith becoming stronger, stronger, stronger. The same thing, the principle is the same. Krishna. Then you know more about Krishna, and then you become more faithful.
Is this faithful?
Yes. Goodness helps. But not. Unless you take it seriously, then it depends upon the person. Even if he is not in goodness, just like all these Europeans, they are not in goodness. They are on the platform of ignorance. But still, because they took it, therefore they are coming. Probably.
Sometimes in Krishna's faith, you can understand all behavior in terms of the mode of nature, through the mode. That is generally,
unless one becomes in goodness, but bhakti marga is transcendental. It does not depend on the qualities of this material nature. Ohituki apruti hata. Ohituki. Apruti hata. Nothing can check bhakti marga. Even one is in the platform of ignorance, it cannot check. It cannot check. Oh, it could be a pretty attack. Because purely spiritual, it doesn't depend on material condition. It doesn't depend on nature. This goodness pattern, ignorance, they are material conditions. So bhakti does not depend on material conditions.
Why is it that one person accepts it and another rejects it?
Oh, that is his choice.
That is from his spiritual position.
We have got this independence to accept or not to accept.
So does faith develop from acceptance?
Faith means acceptance. When you accept, then your faith begins. If you have got hesitation, then the faith has not begun. Or it is only hazy state.
In human life, the distinguishing feature is that it is spiritual independence can show itself in the best human consciousness. Right? The animal is completely under the mode. The human being, the mode that influences the reduced efficiency, so he can make his decision from whether to accept or reject vision.
Animals also can be delivered, provided he follows a devotee.
I
told him, chanting, the family is Hare Krishna Sandhu. Babau Sadhi, abhi to bataya, Babau Sadhi, medicine of all material diseases. This state condition of material world is a disease condition. And this is a remedy. So, sab milka kisne to apko koi kharch nahi hai, loksan nahi hai, sab family members bike kare, Hare Krishna naam japate. Dekhi, sabte. Achha. जिसका दिमाग खराब हुआ उसको फिर क्या I try to come after Bhavam Sadhi. This is the only disease, only remedy. Yes. And you haven't got to spend anything to purchase this medicine. Neither there is any loss. Why not try for some time? I'm very glad to see you. I don't know what you can.
You should play yourself to have your lecture.
You can come in the morning, Diego. In the morning.
Morning is the
time to incense Krishna's name. I was wondering if you could have the blessing and the beads.
Yes, you can have the beads, but there is a process. Whether you are prepared to, otherwise you can chant. There is no restriction. You can take the beads and chant. We want to be officially initiated. There are certain rules from the English and other things. But without being officially initiated, nobody is born from chanting. Isn't it? That's why he call up for you. Thinking. Although he has not received the Vaishnava, he can good ask. Simply a practice. Simply you can practice. Chant Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow is Guru Purnima.
And
a friend of mine, his father, his mother died, you see, on Ekadashi day. Husband and wife both, they had been fasting Ekadashi to Satna and Katha. So now father is very lonely, and he said, I have got no Guru. Then I told about you. So he immediately he grabbed the idea, he wants to come tomorrow in the morning to have his blessings. But then is it possible that he could have the initiation?
Well, they didn't come. First of all, let's understand.
The sun already comes, but tomorrow is Guru Purnima. That's why I thought if tomorrow was
so let him come tomorrow morning. Shall see.
He wants to be able to get it from the office.
And we, they also purchase from the market. There is no harm. I definitely take it from here or from the market.
The thing is that if someone wants to be initiated, then they have to be prepared to follow some principles, four principles, Prabhupada is present, must be prepared to give up all intoxications, all illicit sex life, eating, nutrition, and no gambling, and chant a prescribed number of rounds, 15 rounds. Anyone can be initiated, but he must be prepared to follow these restrictions. Otherwise, the effect of the chanting will not be
as effective as it would be.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is there's no hospital use.
No, you can. That will help you in future to give up this help. Chanting you can begin at any condition. But when we initiate officially, we take this promise, then we see. This is our condition. Yatra Papa Saturgika, according to Shastra, we have four kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. But these are modern civilizations. It is very difficult.
Swamiji, tea and coffee is also included.
Yes, that is not interesting. Pan, chai pan. Panam is interesting. Dhumrapan.
Dhumrapan.
I heard about Pari, Swamiji.
Yes, that is also ingredient of pan. Pan, he called pan.
I offered recognize the Pari. See, he won't accept it. So I thought, well, it only helps digestion because it only brings the saliva in the mouth.
Well, wine is also very digestive. An appetizer. All Europeans take vegetable wine. To embrace us. I see in the airplane. After taking wine, they eat so much.
And they go for dumping to digest it.
Simple life, innocent life. Because after all, we have to give up this material world. If we become attached, then we'll have to take birth again. Nibbhitsata, there is another thought quoted by Sri Chaitanya. It is very difficult, but there is possibility. Miskin janasya bhagavad bhajanon mukas. Bhagavad bhajan, those who are eager to go back home, back to God. Param param jigimisho bhavasagarsya, on the other side of this material world. For him,
Vishayinam sandarsanam atho jushitans. Hahanta hahanta visavapsana dappasad. For such person to be attracted by these material things is not good. It is suicide. The material things is vishal. Simply increasing the method of eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. This is material activity.
Defense?
Defense. Defense means, just like we have to discover atomic bomb. Defending. This is also material activity. So, it requires time to learn that one thing is, the beginning should be as far as possible. Our life should be sinless. Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find, it is said, Jisam Antagatam Papa. Anyone who is completely free from all sinful activities. Jisam Antagatam Papa. Jananam Punna Karma. And always engaged in pious activities. Such person can become devotee. He becomes free from the duality of this world and becomes fixed up in my service. So this is the condition, jisam antagatam pap. Without being sinless, nobody can understand what is Bhagavan, what is Bhagavad Bhajan. Therefore, this is the beginning of sinless life. No intoxication, no insistence. And if you can, if somebody avoids these things, he does not die. It is simply a little practice. He's practiced to all these bad habits, and if he likes, he can eat it. It is not difficult. And this is tapasya, little tapasya. Tapasya abharma sabjena. To become advanced in spiritual life, one has to accept some tapasya, austerity. So this is a simple austerity. Therefore, when you officially initiate, we get this promise from the student that you have to follow him. And that's all.
Prabhu,
Prabhu,
in the evening, Chauhan Swami, is there any special program?
No. Anyone can come after 4.
4 to?
4 to 6.
I think tomorrow we will do this special.
That's all.
But we
have no, you are as well come. You are as well
come. Some people, they work, you see, the 7th days of the Sunday. So Sunday, you see, what, tomorrow. So they wanted to come.
Yeah, except tomorrow evening, Shri Aurobindo is arranging a very special conference.
That's right. They are also come and hear for this. It is open to everyone. Our special conference, Bhagavad Bhakti.
Thank you very much. Otherwise, you know, we are disallowed. No, with your permission then.
They will also hear. Yes. Kabar aaiye?
Yes, kabar.
Yes.
Sam kasabar.
Jab sagal hai par ha hello hello ida par mai hai ha kaha karne wala hai punjab
hindu
ya hindu but big problem
ha kaun mungkin hai matlab kaun
oh yeah South family?
No, my father's family, yeah. My mother's family, yeah.
Huh.
Now we come from Jalandhar.
Jalandhar, Punjab?
Yeah. And from Kampong, Kanya, I'm coming here, yeah.
What you are doing here?
Well, I'm working at the moment, yeah.
Huh?
I'm working at the moment.
Working?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm on the... in the hotel, yeah.
Huh?
You can work, yeah. Always working in the hotel, yeah. Supervising, yeah. Well, this thing,
Ready to sacrifice your dad?
I did before.
It is formality. But he must be prepared to observe formality. But if it is very much objectionable, sometimes he excuses. No, you can't come anything.
Tumko
mila prasad? Prasad khaya? Khaya? Okay, hello.
Was in the Kali or somewhere, but I'll throw on the leg. I
got it. You were like, you gave us a piece of it. Huh? You see, the piece has to look. Maybe what your Bumari was here, or a Nizoka, was to कोई अगर समझे थोड़ा सा आग है तो छोड़ो ठीक है वो आग अच्छी बल है किसी प्रकार बीमार भी है थोड़ा सा भी है फिर वो नहीं सब को खत्म करो और इसी प्रकार डेट किसी का ये भी स्मॉल है ना समटाइम्स इट बिकम कंपाउंडिंग कर बिग स्मॉल तो देयर फॉर चाणक्य पंडित सेड दीज थ्री थिंग्स मस्ट बी फिनिश्ड बाय द रूट Agni, Vyadhi and Rin. We should not neglect Agni, Vyadhi, disease, and Rin, death. We should not neglect it. We should finish it.
By increased power.
Death. One should not neglect.
So you don't drink tea, do you?
No? Huh?
No tea?
No.
No tea, coffee, no.
ठीक हो जाएगा देयर इज अ रीज़न देयर इज अ वे ये कोई मुश्किल नहीं
तो व्हेन आई शुड टेक द फोर फ्रॉम
इट हम व्हेन आई शुड टेक द फोर फ्रॉम इट यस एट एनी
टाइम व्हेन यू आर रेडी फ्रॉम एनी टाइम
शुभस्य शीघ्रम अशुभस्य कालहरणम कोई नहीं भगवान को मिलने के लिए बड़े बड़े ऋषि लोग कितना तपस्या की हजारों वर्ष तपस्या कॉलेज के एंड वी हैव टू डील विद दैट When I was Grihastha, so they offered tea, I said, I don't take tea. Then they said, milk, yes, I take milk only. Or you can take a little cold drink, salwa, sugar and water, little lemon. He wants to offer. So there are so many other varieties. But if he insists, you must take tea. That is not hospitality. Hospitality means, first of all, you should ask, what can I offer you? This is hospitality. No, hospitality means, the man will ask you, what can I offer you? That is hospitality. If he says that I must give you tea and you must drink it, that is not hospitality. No, no. Hospitality is first, according to our Indian system, only after you can. Then you can say, then give me a little sweet water. Or they can give me a little meat. Hospitality does not mean I must force you, must take it. That is not hospitality. So he should ask, what can I offer? That's all right.
You can give him a cup of tea.
No, you cannot give. I have no tea, he tells me.
No tea now, but he keeps the tea in the house.
But if you offer milk or little sarva, nobody will deny it. Even if it is a tea drinker, you cannot deny it.
Okay.
Taking a little sarva, a little milk, or sundae, or some treatment, you know, what is it? You want to offer it. So offer it, there are so many things. Why that particular tea should be offered? Is it very nice to person? He might have gone to hell, but I cannot offer him hellish things. Bhagavad Prasad. We are offering our Bhagavad Prasad. Nobody is, you know. We can offer him this. So we are not offering tea or coffee. Whatever you have got, take it. So this is artificial. We can avoid all these divisions. There is no division at all. This happened in my life. My wife was taking tea. So I asked her not to take tea, but she didn't care, husband. Then I gave her final that either you have to give up your tea or your husband. So she agreed to give up husband. So I left my home. We have got such a big house. We welcome all. Yes, bad habit is having second nature sometimes. But one should be determined. Therefore, you have got four asanas. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Dharma. Whichever it is, put it. Just like here, he's Grihastha. His wife, children, all are devoted. So who doesn't require to be there? Yes, that's it. Good wife, good children. All available for Krishna consciousness. He does not want mercy.
We have been living 14 years in this country. They have brought up here and they never touched tea. They brought up here. School education, all that. 14 years.
Yes, in England, in London.
And I must say, they are advancing more than me, really. I am still the same stage,
But Prabhupada says, there is advancing more. Get up early in the morning from
now. This kind of family life is very suitable. This is one thing. All the wife. His wife is very nice girl. She's good devotee. See, if wife is favorable, then everything is favorable. Household life means cooperation with wife. Grihini griham itahu, griham griham chate. Just like we are also living within a room, griha. But where is sannyas?
What is the difference between
grihastha and sannyas? He will switch his wife. Grihini griham itahu. Grihini means wife is griha. So if the wife is favorable, devotee, then there is no use of giving up family life. We have got so many married couples just like this one. His married, his wife is there. They are favorable. Both husband and wife, they are dedicated life for Krishna. So it is very nice. It is not that he has to become sannyasi. No. Why? There is no necessity. Griheva bhone to thakva. Why can't you become sannyasi or grihastha? Life must be dedicated for Krishna. That's all. That is it. And for Krishna's sake, if you have to give up something, it's a very difficult job. If Krishna wants that you give up this habit, just as Krishna says, if you become devotee of Krishna, and Krishna says, patram puspam phalam soyam jumi bhaktyāpa rikṣati. So Krishna wants that patram puspam phalam, vegetable, meal, rice and grains, you can give me. So you have to please Krishna. If you want this, what Krishna says, and take Krishna's Buddha. Yes, sir. Thank तब आगे इधर आइए घर में अगर कोई जीविका की है इधर आइए भाई मकान बहुत भारी है सब पे याद रहिए
घर में आपको कोई तकलीफ होगी इधर
आओ गेट बॉन बस बस लाने या लान चाय बॉन तो ही से तब साधु मन में सुरवट देखना सदा समुद्र विघ्ना Dhyama Sadgraha. My dear father, he did not address father. He asked, he addressed him as Osura Bodja, the best of the Osuras. Yes, best of the Osuras. Sura Bodja. Bodja means the best. And Osura, the father was demon. So you are calling his father demon number one. My dear father, my dear Osura Bodja. Tatsadumane asuravat dehina. Anyone who has accepted this material body, dehina, yes. Tadasavubhiji, no dhiyo. They are all full of anxiety. Anyone, not only human being, even animal, boss, beast. You see, when a body is there, he always has some enemy may not come. Even animal, even tiger is afraid. Although he saw powerful, elephant is after him. Sada samudhikna, jhiya. Why? Asad dha. Because they have accepted this material body. And what is the name? Na hityandha kupam. Hityatma ghatam grihandha kupam. Balangato jat primatraya. They should not be satisfied with the society, family, and love, and this and that. They should have kept shelter of the lotus feet of Pari. Then they will. We are trying to be satisfied in this material context. Society, family, love and so forth. And we are after it. But there is no possibility. Unless you take shelter of Krishna. Parima after. There is no possibility. The whole world is trying to adjust things of the society can see love, and material acknowledgement. That kind of. It is not. Only by taking shelter. Therefore, Krishna says, not physical. That is the only remedy. Sarvana Margari Pajam Mami Kam Sarvana. This is the only remedy. There is no other way. But they not care. But come down. This is the only way. What do you want for it? First, take shelter of Hari Krishna. Then you get. Otherwise, it is not possible.
When we come in the morning.
Yeah.
Once more.
Then I'm for us.
Ram Nam.
Sattva Bhagavad Gita. Ram to Jal Nam Bhagavad Gita. Your name?